I think most small business owners think selfishly, well, you know, this works well for me, or this is ideal for me, or this is convenient for me and the business. Well, the business is not about you. You're not the customer. So I think it's just changing and reframing the mindset to that. We all know when we are customers elsewhere, how annoying and frustrating things are. So just think about what that could be like for your customers with your business. So I think it's good to maybe do a little self audit and go through your website, your phone number, everything in your business, and just see what could be pain points for somebody and make it easier or eliminate it.
The following is brought to you by Thrive, the end-to-end client experience platform that helps you get the job, manage the job, and get credit.
Hey, this is Gordon Henry at Winning on Main Street, and this week you get to meet Hank Ebling. Hank is a small business entrepreneur and the founder and owner of H4 Training Gyms. He's built his career on a passion for customer service and customer experience. He shares his insights in interviews, conversations with a range of other small business owners in the popular Success Trails podcast. Hank recently authored the book Crushing the Competition with Service, which you can find on Amazon. Welcome, Hank.
Gordon, thanks for having me. As a listener and fan of the podcast, I'm happy to be on.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you. And there's a lot to talk about. You're a busy guy. So let's just start by talking about H4, this company you've built. And then we're going to get into your favorite topic, which is customer experience and great customer service. So what is H4 Training? How did you get it started?
Yeah, so we're a small group kind of boutique fitness studio, and have been in the fitness industry since college. And it was kind of one of those things where I worked at different prominent clubs, probably most notably the listeners would know the brand Equinox, which is found in most major markets. Spent about 7 years there, management, training, and knew I wanted to open something that was my own, that was that type of quality, but could be found in the suburbs, right? You find those type of quality facilities in the city, but your suburbs don't necessarily always get that type of high-end service. It's a nice facility. So that was always my vision. Eventually took the plunge in 2013. And then we eventually expanded to a second location in 2017. And that's where we're at today with two locations about 20 minutes apart. And yeah, our average client is about 50 years old, female. And we have as young as 15 and we have as old as 75. So quite a diverse background of clients. But yeah, it's a great training environment, a very inclusive environment, and to me, a very high-end gym experience in the suburbs.
When I think about gyms, they tend to have this sort of certain type of person. I mean, the person who goes to Planet Fitness versus, say, Gold's Gym, we all can kind of picture who we're thinking about there, but yours sounds kind of broad. What is the one thing they're all coming for that unites what they're looking for?
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe pre-pandemic, everybody was fat loss, get leaner, right? Healthier feel. Now you're starting to see after post-pandemic, a lot of people, I just want to be overall healthy, right? I want to be mentally healthy. I want to be less, you know, less stress in my life. And I want to be physically strong. And most of our clients are at that age where their kids are getting older. They might even have grandkids. They want to be able to extend their life and have those years at a higher quality than maybe other people, right? They want to play with the grandkids. They want to take trips and hike and not be the 70-year-old who can't do those type things. So we've seen a shift, but overall, I would say it's fat loss and, you know, maintain lean muscle.
Makes sense. You know, fitness seems to be one of these industries where there's always a new trend. There's always a new routine. There's always a new diet. How does a consumer sort through the noise and the fads and get to what's, you know, really matters?
Yeah, I mean, you probably nailed it. It's kind of like that in a lot of industries, right? There's always some new shiny object. And a lot of times that might work and it might be fun because it's new. But at the end of the day, there's your basics, right, that you're always going to do, which is your weight training, cardio type exercises. And those basics, you can kind of package them in a unique way and still keep them the basics, right? So that's what we try to do, where you'll see, you know, the boxing craze, and you'll see these, you know, ballet type bar classes, and you'll see all sorts of different things, and they're all great, but they tend to be just that, a fad. And the long game, you need to just do the basics. And I mean, really, at the end of the day, you need to do what works for you, is what I would tell somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can keep it up on a regular basis over a long period of time, that's the best thing, right? Because most people's problem is they kind of yo-yo, right? They get into it and then stop. Yeah. Just transitioning here. As I said at the beginning, you're ultra focused on customer service. You've written a book about it. I know you talk about it on your podcast. Why is that so critical for you and for any small business person?
Yeah. You know, I go back to when I first started my career in fitness, and I had a manager, and she was obsessed with customer service and body language and how you talk to people. And that really stuck with me at an early age being in the industry. And then as I started to evolve myself in the career, I noticed that was such a competitive edge. I might not be as smart as others. I didn't have the experience others did when I first started, but if I could give my clients just an amazing experience and give them this outstanding service, that would give me such an edge. And it was something so simple, but not everybody did. So I started to see my business grow by focusing on that. And then when I eventually opened my own business, I took those same principles, same philosophies, and used that to grow our two locations. So I think no matter what business, fitness, salon, landscaping, restaurant, you name it, it's an underrated competitive advantage is customer service, because I think we take it for granted, but not every business excels in it.
Right. Yeah. You know, it just seems so many small businesses struggle with customer service. We've talked about it before on the show here. As an example, I had to do a lot of renovating on my house when I bought this house, and getting people just to call you back when you call them and say, hey, I'm ready to do business with you. It's amazing. You know, it can be like a whole chore just to, and you're interested legitimately in hiring somebody. You know, why do so many small businesses struggle with customer service?
Yeah, I think it comes down to really it's leadership. It's the owner, the business owner. And I like to equate it to fitness, right? If I said, Gordon, if I said, anyone listening, do you think it's important to get in really good shape? Everybody would say, of course, right? Well, why isn't everyone in great shape? Well, you don't prioritize it and you don't execute on what you need to do, which is eating right and exercising. Same can be said for customer service. Get a room of 100 small business owners. Hey, who thinks customer service is important? 100 of them out of 100 are going to say it's important. Well, then why aren't all of them just nailing it? Well, it's because they don't prioritize it, or they do on week one, on week five, on year one, but not continuously. And they don't execute on what they need to do, which is make it a priority when they're hiring, having the systems in place. So everyone knows it's important, but they're just not executing. So I think the biggest reason is leadership, not prioritizing it and not putting it as a main priority. So I would say small business owners listening, starts and ends with you. It's not your team's fault. It starts and ends with you.
Right. So let's talk about, you know, proactively, how does somebody begin to build a great customer service culture? And what are some of the key customer service strategies that you've unearthed and talked about in your book? What would be your maybe top three recommendations that you could think of?
Yeah, I would say we mentioned the leadership, making it a priority. So it has to be top of mind. You have to walk the walk, talk the talk as the leader, right? You have to display the behaviors you're asking your team, your employees to do. So you have to do that, number one. And then number two, I would say you got to create a service vision. Mm. And some people might say, well, what is that? Essentially, it's what you would want your customers to experience from your service that your business provides. This is generally a few words. It can be a sentence. It can be something very simple. For us, it's care, commitment, and community. It's when customers think of your business, this is the type of service they're thinking about. And it could be someone's mission statement, maybe slightly adjusted. It could be its own standalone. So I think you have to create that, because that's essentially the beacon of light for your business and your team. Hey, this is what we're about. Everything surrounds this statement, if you will. So you got to sit down and write one of those if you don't have one. And then last, I would say, is from an hiring standpoint, it has to be your focus. Most small businesses drop the ball on when they hire someone, they go, hey, you know what, Gordon, welcome. Here you go. Here's a binder. Good luck. Or go talk to Bill. He'll show you the ropes. And that just doesn't cut it. You have to have an actual systematic process of how you're onboarding people. And most people start with the technical side and they don't even touch customer service, or it's, hey, you know, customer service is really important here. All right, let's start getting you on the computer. Let's start teaching how to train. Let's teach how to cut hair, serve a table, when they should be doing the opposite. Let's big chunk service, and then let's get to the technical side. So I think it's prioritizing service within the onboard.
Right. Yep. Makes a lot of sense. You know, one of the things I find with what I think of as customer experience and not just customer service is, you know, it's not all about just a friendly voice on the phone or people saying, you know, please and thank you and sort of those basics of being, you know, kind of polite or nice or having a pleasant voice. A lot of it is making it easy for the customer to do business with you. And, you know, some of the things that I think people like to do, whether it's a big business or a small business, is to have the business able to do business with them kind of in the way they want to. So let me give you an example. If I want to book an appointment with you, I should be able to do it at 10 o'clock at night or even 2 in the morning, if that, you know, is my thing. And I shouldn't have to do it just during your business hours, right? We've all called an office, and I'll pick on the doctors, but a lot of times it's a doctor's office and you call at 12:30 and you literally got a voicemail saying we're out to lunch. You're like, it's 2022. Like, isn't there some way I can book that appointment without having to talk to a human at 12:30 in the afternoon? You know, making it easy for the customer to do the business with you the way they want to. And I think a lot of small businesses are still kind of waking up to that, making it easy for people. You think about some of the great companies that we all admire, you know, Amazon, you know, you book at any time, the package shows up at your door in a day or two. You know, Uber, you book it on your phone, you see the thing drive, you know, the car driving up to your doorway. You know, these are companies that have figured out how to, you know, delight you and make it super easy for you to do business with them. And small businesses just seem to have that as a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. Bezos, I know he mentions to give the customer that extra chair at the table, right? That you have to think about them in mind. And I think most small business owners think selfishly, well, you know, this works well for me, or this is ideal for me, or this is convenient for me and the business. Well, the business is not about you. You're not the customer. So I think it's just changing and reframing the mindset to that, you know, be your customer for a day, see what it's like to go on your website, try to call you, you know, would you get frustrated? I mean, you mentioned too earlier about can't get a hold of anyone. We all know when we are customers elsewhere, how annoying and frustrating things are. So just think about what that could be like for your customers with your business. So I think it's good to maybe do a little self audit and go through your website, your phone number, everything in your business, and just see what could be pain points for somebody and make it easier or eliminate it.
In just a minute, we'll be back with more from Hank Ebling. But first, let me ask you, what if getting small business insurance could be easy? Coterie Insurance, that's C-O-T-E-R-I-E, Coterie Insurance, connects small businesses with insurance agents to provide expert advice and simplified coverages. Get a quote, get covered, and go back to building your business with Coterie Insurance. That's C-O-T-E-R-I-E, Coterie Insurance. Go to agents.coterieinsurance.com today. Small business insurance simplified with Coterie Insurance. So coming back to Hank Ebling. Hank, you're super prolific in terms of your own writing and podcasts. I mean, you're a machine. It's pretty amazing once I start looking online, all the places you show up. First of all, why'd you write this book? What was the purpose in doing that?
Yeah, so I always wanted to, as a small business owner, you know, small business owners are our own, I want to say, dynamic group. You know, we're a tight-knit group, especially within your local community. And so I feel like it's really important for all small business owners to share knowledge, to share strategies with each other, because we need one another to grow and, you know, succeed. So I wanted to share what helped me succeed from that standpoint and my passion, which is service with others. And I wanted to make it super simple, easy read, not a 300-page book. And so that's why I wanted to put it out there, honestly. And COVID was the perfect time to write a book. So it just happened to work out that way.
And the book is, again, is called Crushing the Competition with Service, right?
Yeah, you got it. Because that, you know, it's a strategy that's underused to compete in today's environment, no matter what business. So that's why the title is so.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're on this podcast. I've heard you on some other podcasts. Why do you enjoy doing these podcasts? Does it help your business? Do you get more people coming into the gyms?
You know, honestly, I like sharing my story. I think it's important. We just touched on it. Small business owners, share your story, help somebody else, because there's always someone a couple steps below you, hopefully, that can take a little piece of advice and help them move forward. So I think it's, you know, paying it forward, essentially, as all business owners should do.
Right. And has producing content online helped you grow the business? I mean, have you found there's been a sort of payback on this or?
Yeah, from that standpoint, you know, the social media posting for H4 has helped us grow because so many people are on there. And then my own posting has helped just from a personal standpoint of coaching other small business owners. So yes, on both fronts.
Just looking forward, you know, we're now into hopefully the, you know, end of the pandemic or close to the end of the pandemic and things are opening back up. What do you see for the rest of 22 in terms of, you know, what's next for you and for H4? Are you looking to open any new gyms, any new locations, anything like that?
I think for the H4 training standpoint, our goal is just to continue to grow and then look for expansion, possibly next year, the year after. And then just from my personal standpoint, just to continue to coach small business owners, which currently working with the restaurant now on just developing their service culture and, you know, taking their business up a notch from it. Customer service standpoint.
Okay. So I didn't realize you're consulting directly to other small businesses on customer service. That's a separate kind of line of activity for you beyond running the gyms.
Yeah, it started. We have a lot of small business owner clients and, you know, they would say, hey, you know, you always have great hires. How do you always get these people to give us great service? Or, you know, when you're not here, how come the coaches always give the service when you're here? And so you had those conversations and you'd start talking with them, giving them help. And it just kind of took off from there, led to the book. And then now working with some other small business owners.
Oh, that's awesome. So how should people get in touch with you if they're interested in talking to you about any of these subjects, including potentially hiring you as a consultant?
Yeah, you can check me out. Social media is probably the easiest. You can go to LinkedIn, Hank Ebeling, go to Instagram. Those are probably the two best places, Hank Ebeling. Shoot me a message. Love to help you any shape or form. No matter what business you're in, because customer service covers all business, gyms, restaurants, salon, you name it. We mentioned it, no business is not in the service business. So,
Right. Well, that's fantastic advice and good luck with that. It sounds like being able to turn what you've kind of pioneered in your gym to help other small businesses. I know it's an area that so many small businesses really do need the help to kind of get to the next level. So good luck with that.
Well, thanks, Gordon.
So thanks for stopping by, Hank. We really enjoyed having you on the show. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please tell a friend or colleague to subscribe and please leave us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. Until next time, make it a great week.